crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things. Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
Time for the Coach's Corner here on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m. And again, today we are live at the Auto Forum Price Auto Group celebrating the grand opening. But joining us over the phone right now, we have a very special guest, Coach Sean Bell, the Emory High School softball team, as we continue to recap and wrap up the high school sports season. Coach, a pleasure as always to get you on the show. I appreciate the time again today, so thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Jordan. It's always a pleasure.
Always fun to talk some Emory softball, Coach. And unfortunately, the season came to an end last weekend for this squad, or 2 weeks, actually, 2 weeks ago. But it's kind of been weird when you take a look at the softball season, the way it's gone for 3A. We had the rain delay, so now I guess we're finishing up the season this weekend. Kind of a long delay, I guess, to the conclusion for the softball season.
Yeah, it was. For some reason, this time of year, we always get a big rain up there, and it always puts a damper on things.
Yeah, definitely did this year as well. Coach, let's start by talking about how the state tournament actually unfolded, and we can start in that opening game. It was Union, the number 2 seed from Region 14, who happens to be one of the 4 teams playing today without a loss. So you guys had a tough matchup right off of the bat, and unfortunately came out of the losing end, which dropped you to the 1-loss bracket.
Yeah, we did. You know, we started a freshman pitcher, Kasia Johnson. I think it was her best outing of the year, and she kept them pretty good. We had a few errors that cost us quite a few runs in the, I believe it was the 5th or 6th inning that kind of took us out of the ball game. But Kasia come out and pitched really well for us.
Offensively, Coach, only scoring a couple of runs in this game, what were some of the difficulties that you guys ran into?
You know, their defense was really tough. We actually hit the ball pretty well. We just continually hit it right to somebody. We just couldn't buy a break.
With that loss, that sent you down to the 1-loss bracket, and it's a familiar opponent, Coach, a team that you guys definitely have a history with in San Juan, and that unfortunately resulted in another loss. This time you guys found a way to score some runs, but it was 15-8 in favor of San Juan.
Yeah, we come out in the first inning and hit the ball really well and scored 5 runs, I believe. We continue to hit the ball. We didn't have very many strikeouts, but again, we just hit it right to them. I believe we hit 2 home runs that game. We just couldn't find a break ever.
You and I were talking a bit off of the cuff, Coach, and you had mentioned that it was a little disappointing to end the season with 2 straight losses in the state tournament, really never finding some footing in that final field. Going into the final stretch of the season, did you feel that this team was capable of making a deep run?
You know, I thought we just started coming back together really good as a team and started clicking. We played Manti and North St. Pete, which are both really good teams, and I think it kind of took a little bit out of us. But then we started playing some other teams and getting a few more wins, and I thought we was building our team back up. You know, their confidence was coming back, and I wish we would have had a couple more games to play, and our confidence would have been really good again, and I think we could have done a lot better.
There was a stretch, Coach, at the beginning of the season, if we go back into March, in which this team won, I believe it was like 5 out of 6 or 6 out of 7 games, and that was in March. I mean, it seemed as if this was going to be a very telling year. What was the big difference between March and going into April and even into the state tournament? I mean, was it the level of competition? What do you kind of pinpoint as the problem between the 2 months?
You know, we got a couple girls hurt. We lost one of our pitchers, and we lost our 3rd baseman. And I think that really took a toll on us. And then we played some really, really tough teams, you know, Carbon Witch being one. And our team was pretty young, and I think it took a toll on their mental on them.
This is a team that only has 4 seniors, Coach, so we can talk about those 4 seniors who obviously played a role, a major role, in what you guys were able to accomplish this year.
They did. You know, they've been with me the whole time, and a bunch of good girls on there.
Let's talk about them individually, Coach, and what they actually bring to the table and what you're going to have to replace next year.
So we had Addie Healy, which was our catcher. She actually played quite a bit of freshman. She caught for us our first couple of games as a freshman and then caught at the end of the year. She's really hard to replace. She's just worked really hard girl. And then we had Jayla Weston, which hurt her back, so she got to play the first couple of games, then pretty much missed the rest of the season because her back was hurt. Morgan Donaldson, she stepped up and took a role of a shortstop, and which she's a true outfielder, and she's probably one of the best center fielders that I've seen. And it's really hard to replace somebody that's that good center field. Carly Robertson, she's been playing for us the whole time, and she's been playing our second base, and she's been hitting the ball really well for us. And Larissa Thompson, she was our left fielder, in which she's been playing ever since she was a sophomore starting varsity. So, there's some pretty crucial players that we're missing. But we got some young girls coming up, and I think they'll be able to fill their spots pretty well.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Sean Bell of the Emory Lady Sport and Softball Team as we are live at the Auto Farm Price Auto Group for their grand opening. Coach, you mentioned Addison Healy, and I always think this is an important aspect of high school sports that sometimes gets lost in translation. Addie has also been named to the academic all-state team, performing quite well, joining a group of 10 girls who combined with a 3.996 GPA. You mentioned that she was an important player for you guys throughout the year. She bats .354, has four doubles and I believe two or three home runs throughout the year. But most importantly, I mean, she also had great success in the classroom.
She did. She's a hard, hard worker. Whatever there was to do, she was the first person there and the last one to leave.
Definitely a player that the younger girls can learn from. And I know that's kind of where this program is going. You and I were talking again off the air, and you had mentioned that over the next 3 years, you would expect to see some heavy improvement, some heavy growth from this team based on the youth that you have.
Yeah, they've been playing a lot of travel ball, and that's where it starts, is in the travel ball. We got a lot of good pitchers coming up and a lot of good girls coming up. Their attitudes are really good, and they really love the game, and they're ready to play.
Did you have an individual this year, Coach, that you felt made the biggest step forward, an underclassman who maybe next year you're going to look at as kind of being a stud, or in some point in time, maybe the most one of the more important players on the team? Was there someone that made that jump?
There's so many of them that I don't know if one really stands out. Our sophomore freshman class is just really strong, all of them, and there's a lot of roles that they can play.
I mean, obviously the younger coaches, and we don't really ever talk about the junior varsity or the sophomore levels, but boy, they play such an intricate part when you look at a program, Coach. You've been happy with the growth at that stage?
They really love to play ball, and they really get it done, and they get after it.
What was kind of the shining point for the team this year, Coach? Was there a specific period where you look back on now that it's all said and done and you've had a couple of weeks to kind of reflect and say, that right there was when we were playing our best softball?
I think towards the middle of the season, we went down to St. George and we kind of started getting it together in St. George, and we come back from there and we played really, really tough ball. And that's kind of when we started getting girls that started getting hurt, and we kind of just fell apart from then on, I think.
Well, again, I mean, you guys played such a difficult schedule. I mean, you mentioned Carbon, who, you guys had a very tough game with them. They're still playing in the without a loss in the state tournament. We've talked about Union, a team that you lost to in the state championship tournament. They haven't suffered a loss yet in the state tournament themselves. So, I mean, all in all, Coach, you guys had a pretty difficult schedule when you look at it front to back, comparing it to the teams that have had success in the state tournament.
Yeah, and Manti, they're great team. North San Pete's a really good team, and then you throw Grand in there. Grand had their pitcher was hurt, and she come back at the end of the year, and they're still playing up in the state championship in the losers bracket, but they're a great team too. So our region is very tough.
And I asked you that, do you think that this team is setting up to be one of the top dogs in the region here relatively soon? You said this region's always going to be tough, and really when you look at it front to back, it doesn't matter what sport we're talking about. These are schools that have a great deal of success when you look at it history-wise.
Oh yeah, for sure. I no doubt that this is probably one of the toughest regions that in the state.
It is the first year, Coach, since the realignment for the new classification. All in all, what's your opinion of the 3A classification now that a year has gone by?
We only picked up, I believe, one team, and that was Richfield. So I think our region is – we picked up Manti also, but they was always in 3A or 2A with us. So our region is just – it's not really changed. It's just tough.
Seems like it has, when you look at region 13, 14, and 15, it has evened the playing field a little bit more, though.
Yeah, it has. It has. It really has. Some of our teams are just phenomenal softball players, though.
Coach, before I let you go, I want to talk about the offseason and what it will hold for the Emory softball team. You mentioned traveling ball. I mean, what are some of the plans from this point on to kind of, I guess, fine-tune some things as you guys go into the offseason?
As you know, a lot of my players play multiple sports, so it's kind of hard to do some travel stuff. But we're going to try to get in a few tournaments. The younger girls, they're already started playing the travel ball. We'll probably hit three or four tournaments and go out and have some fun this summer.
Well, Coach, congratulations on another year. You guys get back to the state champion, or you get back to the state championship tournament, which is always tough to do. When you mention some of the schools that are in the region, I appreciate you taking out the time to join us today as well.
Hey, thank you, Jordan. We always appreciate you.
Again, that's Emory High School softball coach Sean Bell joining us over the phone as we continue to wrap up the 2017-2018 high school sports season. It definitely went by in a hurry, to say the least. And we've got a break for just a moment. Again, we are live at the Auto Farms Ford location as we celebrate the grand opening. You got to make sure you get down here. We have lots of giveaways. There's the bounce house for the kids. Of course, they're grilling up some food. Come on down. You're definitely going to want to take a sight to see what everything is going on down here, because they got a lot happening as they celebrate the grand opening. Again, we're at the Auto Farm Ford location, and we have plenty more Drive Time Sports coming up. When we return, we'll move to the national sports scene, and we'll preview tomorrow's Preakness. Back in just a moment.